they might just decide to deal with your boasting. And you'll come out short, I can guarantee you. Our arrogancy about our selfish ambition is causing spiritual blindness. We see so many people, they're blind. They're blind to what God's doing in this world. So they're not fitting into it. We want everyone and everything to serve us instead of being servants. I'm going to read that again because we all need to hear that. We want everyone and everything to serve us instead of being servants. One of the greatest things, and I know Pastor just keeps dealing with this, to get people involved in what God's doing, and especially we want them to be doing things here. And I know he's praying, and I'm praying for revival right here. And I've had some experiences. One day I was driving by the church, and for some reason the Spirit said, well, you know, pulled in the parking lot. And what he was talking about is about a spiritual revival. So I'm gonna trust him that we're gonna see a nice big one here in this place. Luke 12:37 sort of fits right in with that of being a servant. Blessed are those servants who the master, when he comes, will find watching. A pastor's talking about the fact that we're getting closer and closer for the Lord's return. We want to be blessed. We want to be blessed servants when he comes. And the way to be blessed is to be looking for him. Be anxious about him coming and sharing him with others. Assuredly I said to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down and eat and will come and serve them. How about that? He's going to come and he's going to serve the believers. Isn't that going to be neat? The greatest gift that could be given to the human race has been given by God, which is redemption through Jesus Christ. I just pray even this morning. I don't want anyone raising hands or anything like that. But if you're here this morning and you've never made a commitment of your life to Jesus Christ, you really need to do that. Because that's the greatest gift that he gives to the human race. Because when we receive him and we are redeemed, everything that he's promised is going to be ours. And we're going to be with him and enjoy it. Now, even though we could die at any moment, and generally thinking our puny lives are pretty sweet compared to loving him, the blessing is in loving him. He persists in loving us with unending, outrageous love. This is not some little puny thing with God. He's outrageous about loving us. I don't know how many of you have had something happen to you. Maybe you're in an automobile and you're going down the road. And all at once something happens and you just manage not to be in an accident. And you're thinking, well, that's pretty good. And you've forgotten God was pretty good. He persists in loving us with unending, outrageous love. The only way I know to respond is like the man in one of Christ's parables. And I'll share that with you in closing. It's the parable in Matthew 13:44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hid in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. So I don't know what you have that you're using as a substitute. You need to get rid of all them substitutes and get the real stuff. Get the Lord. And live for him and see how he'll bless your life. Amen. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord, we all appear as a vapor very quickly, in a moment. We can be done this world. Our lives can be over. But for everyone who knows you as a personal Savior, what a joy it is to know that finally we are entering into all that Jesus promised. I thank you, Lord, for this day, and I thank you for your word. And I'm aware that I am just like a vapor. I can be here one moment, I can be gone another. But I'm thankful that when we walk with you, we don't need to fear the vapor, that thing that could take us away quickly, because as believers, it would be the greatest thing that could happen in our lives. So I just give you thanks and praise, and I just ask that your anointing would be on your word today, and it will meet needs in the lives of your people. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.